fact remains, right now, Russia has more than 150,000 troops encircling Ukraine and Belarus and along Ukraine's border. An invasion remains distinctly possible.
The largest troop buildup since the Second World War. The intent has not gone away, and nor have the troops gone away. It must have been a seriously thought out plan that existed probably before April and was then refined in April, after April. You just do not do things like this for nothing. He's brought all the minor things to the border. He's brought field hospitals, blood, logistics, you name it. It's all there in the game, and aircraft, of course. You've got a combined arms army, effectively, plus a major air wing in Crimea. There's enough troops in there now for a major push, either towards Odessa or behind the troops that are lined up in the Donbass. Around the corner, but behind Donetsk, you've got another combined arms army. A lot of their equipment and troops have actually been pushing into Donetsk. Inside Belarusia, they are in a condition during the exercise to just turn right or left and go straight down one of the roads towards Kiev. There's nine vessels, major vessels, carrying vessels, somewhere in the Black Sea doing what? The Russia that came in 2014 was actually a bit of a ragtag and bobtail army. You see trains coming and a complete mix of equipment, and they're missing a gun out of a battery. Now, what do we see this time? Coherence, real coherence. When the train's coming with a battalion group, that battalion group is coherent.